Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, June 20th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Francis Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Birthdays. Born this day in 1924. The most decorated soldier of World War II and a major movie star from Kingston, Hunt County, Texas, Audie Murphy. Ironically, his greatest movie role may have been as a Civil War soldier who breaks under the pressure of battle in the Red Badge of Courage.
Jim.
Yeah?
How do you think the regiment will do?
Oh, they'll fight all right once they get into it.
Think any of the boys will run?
There may be a few of them run, but there's them kind in every regiment. Especially when they first goes under fire.
Yesterday, when things started getting hot, I was mighty scared.
We all was.
Yeah. But I lit out.
This would have been Audie Murphy's 90th birthday.
Well, my friends, the time has come. Raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on.
Lionel Richie is 64 today. Nicole Kidman is 46. This day in history, in 1967, a Houston jury finds Muhammad Ali guilty of evading the draft.
My conscience won't let me go shoot my brother or some darker people or some poor hungry people in the mud for big powerful America. What, I'm going to shoot them for what? How can I go shoot them? Them little poor little black people, little babies and children and women. How can I shoot them poor people? I'll just take me to jail.
In 1975. Jaws debuts on movie screens around America, and there are people who still haven't ventured back into the waves since then. Number one on the charts in 1965, the Byrds hit the top of the charts with one of Bob Dylan's greatest songs, Mr. Tambourine Man. KETR events calendar, a couple of events at Cooper Lake State Park on Saturday at 9 a.m. Birding for all seasons. Bring your binoculars and learn all about birding. And at 2:30, a geocache treasure hunt. GPS devices will be provided. Children 14 and under must be accompanied by an adult. For more information, see events at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from Audie Murphy, whose birthday was June 20th. Lead from the front. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Francis Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming. Well, now, we're going to talk about mammographies today because you all are one way or another very involved in this in the next few weeks. For one thing, you are hosting your own event on Saturday, July 26th, where the mobile mammography unit will be outside of your office in downtown Greenville.
Yes, on Saturday, July 26th, we are offering any ladies that need a screening mammogram to come down to our office, and we have, through Hunt Regional Healthcare, the opportunity, if they don't have insurance, if they can't afford the $100 cash pay, there are some funds available. So if they feel like they need a screening mammography, they're over 50 years old, they haven't had one, 40 years old, they haven't had one in a year, we want them to get that screening done because then we can know for sure that we're cancer-free.
Mm-hmm. So insurance is generally very favorable to this, but if you don't have health care insurance, and we've heard all about that, in the last couple of years, then the United Way has some funding to help with that.
It's not through United Way directly, but there is some funds available to help with the women who need a screening mammography. One of the reasons that some women say they don't get a mammogram done is transportation. So we hope to bring, through Hunt Regional, bringing the mobile coach to different locations, we hope to bring it to our target audience.
You're going to offer child care at this event.
We are. We want to make sure the ladies don't have any excuse for not coming and get that screening done. Mm-hmm. So we'll have some activities. There'll probably be videos and games and things, but just the 15, 20 minutes that it will take the ladies to go through their appointment, we want to make sure the kids are taken care of.
Now, again, this is Saturday, July 26th. This is taking place at the United Way offices on Lee Street in downtown Greenville, and you say that is?
Across the street from Uptown Forum. The ladies will know where that is.
Everybody knows where that is. That's Janine Cunningham's place over there. What are some reasons that women avoid this other than cost, perhaps?
Other than cost, like I said, transportation is one of them, but there's a scary factor. Number one, if I don't go, then I don't know, and I can be, you know, in the pretty world where some people like to live. There's a little bit of a scary factor in finding out what you may find out. But there's also it's a little bit of an uncomfortable procedure, much better than it used to be. So don't be afraid of it. Just come and get it done. 65% of women in Hunt County do not get their annual screenings, which is very, very high compared to the national average, which I think is around 50%. Still way too high. Women ought to go out and get those screenings done. It's very important. Mm.
Now, the mobile unit I was interested to find is named for Tubby Atkinson.
Yes, it is. A longtime volunteer in Hunt County and just a wonderful individual. And she was a cancer survivor.
Mm. And she passed away not too long ago. It may have been longer now than it seems.
About a year and a half, right before they got the coach on the road. So, you know, she missed seeing it in its full capacity, but I know she's looking down and saying, good job.
Yeah, but a very beloved person in Greenville for many, many years.
Very much so.
And for good reason. And she and her husband operated Atkinson's Florist.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
For over 100 years. It was before her, it was someone else. She would be quick to tell you that she was not that old.
Yeah. We're talking with the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Frances Dalby. There are some other events that are similar to this, and one is coming up quite soon, Tuesday, June 24th, and this will be in Quinlan.
It'll be in Quinlan at the PCA there. And again, if you have a business or a church that wants to host the mobile mammography unit, give the hospital a call, and they try to get about 15 appointments, but anyone can host the unit and bring the unit to where the people are.
Mm-hmm. And then here in Commerce, there's one July 2nd. That's Wednesday, July 2nd.
Right. That will be at the Walmart here in Commerce. So they'll be on the Walmart parking lot. And both of these appointments, you don't have to have an appointment to come in. You can be a walk-in. Now, on the Saturday, you do have to have an appointment.
I see. And then Hunt County AgriLife is sponsoring an event. This is called Friend to Friend. I guess this is a little bit different, but obviously closely related. This is Saturday, July 19th. At the First Baptist Church in Greenville.
Right. It is to encourage ladies to get their annual screenings. There's a speaker. It's a free brunch. It's about 10 o'clock in the morning. You can make reservations to attend, and we'll give out a number at the end, I think, and let everybody know where they can get that information. But it's a brunch, and it's just an informational purpose to get ladies aware of what screenings they need and less scared of mm-hmm. those screenings.
Mm-hmm. If, as always, if people want to contact you at the United Way, what's the best way to do it?
You can check out our website. There is information about the mobile coach there on the website. That's unitedwayofhuntcounty.org, or you can call the office, 903-455-7414.
Frances, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you, as always.
Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.